Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bad bitch, bad bitch.
It's bad bitch,
bad bitch,
bad bitch,
bad bitch,
bad bitch.
Hello and welcome back to Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. I'm Naomi.
I'm Danielle.
And we're at it again.
10 minutes after we finished the last episode. We're back, baby.
And if you listen to it, then you know that I'm drunk.
Naomi has a wine. She's had one sip of it so far.
Yep.
And she's resting it on the very light cream carpet.
Mm-hmm. And it is red wine.
It is. I can vouch that it is red wine. And that Naomi is fucked if she spills it.
Yeah. We are renting. It's fine. I'm not panicked. I'm drunk. Danielle, how are you since I spoke to you last?
I am good.
Yeah.
I went to the toilet.
Sick.
And I patted your dog and took some selfies with the dog.
Tarzo, we went for a walk today and we were running on the oval and this guy was like doing line marking and painting lines on the football field so you could play football on it. And he had red paint and blue paint on the field and Tarzo ran through both of them. And so now his little paws are covered in red and blue paint. And he looks really cute.
It is cute.
He looks like Harley Quinn.
Ah. Crazy.
Yeah, he's like pulling it off as well. He could like totally do it for Halloween, I think. And he would look hot.
Yeah, you could put his little ears. You could dye his little ears and put them in little, do little bows around them.
Oh, and then give him a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And some gum. And make him.
Don't do the gum.
Make
thing.
Him lick the baseball bat. He could easily do that.
Yeah, you could just wipe a bit of bacon on it. Easy. Or any meat substance, really. Fun dog tips with Danielle.
How to make your dog look sexy.
I wasn't thinking of it as sexy. I was just thinking a costume. But good to know where your mind is going, Naomi.
I'm just thinking of Margot Robbie when she, like, licks every single weapon in Suicide Squad. Oh, don't bother. It's just literally shots of her ass and then, like, a bad plot.
Oh, good.
Good songs.
Yeah?
Just get the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that was Movie Reviews with Naomi and Danielle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. That's funny. Hello, we're back again. We're talking episode 4. Here we go. This episode starts quite suddenly. No date card.
No date card.
You don't even see any of the women. Usually it starts with a shot of like the mansion and then you see all the girls sitting around pretending that they don't know a date card's about to come. But here we just start at the date, which is really weird. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it's because...
What happened?
There's no romance about it. It's just like Nick has a boner for Dasha and he's like, get me on that date ASAP.
Yeah, there must have been just literally nothing for them to say. The girls are all bitched out.
Yeah, well, how do they write that date card? You left me speechless when you
tried to sit on my face.
When you sat on my heart. You would not say face, Naomi. It's not romantic. When you...
Is what she did romantic?
I mean, depends what you find romantic, I guess.
I found it very romantic.
You found it erotic and I had to avert my eyes when you mentioned it.
I respect it. I respect her initiative and I thought it was really good and I want to see it again. So this is a date with Dasha and they're at the Yarramundi River.
Yeah, I feel like I want to know how much that local council paid for the Bachelor to come and do fly fishing at the Yarramundi River. That does not seem like a fun date, again.
No, it's awful.
So she was running towards him, but it was to get off the hot sand. And so then their date started by them walking through some stagnant water. And I was like, all right, everyone's ending up with either dengue or Ross River fever. This does not seem fun.
I didn't consider any of that. I think it's because Dasha was in a bikini and I was distracted again. So he says, we're going to go fishing. And then we cut back to the house. Then we see the house for the first time and Kat and Romy are just like bitching about Vanessa Sunshine.
Again.
Still. And then Kat says,
you okay, Naomi?
This is real. She says, she thinks she's a 10 when she's actually a 4.
Whoa. Oh my God. Kat.
What are you doing?
Get that. Your scale is out of whack.
Yeah, she's not a 4. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they come get a date card and it's a group date. I can't even remember who's reading it out, but she's like, how do we feel? Are we excited? And they're like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm surprised. And they're like, you surprised? And they're like, I'm surprised.
The group date is also everybody who hates everybody and then Cass.
Every time. We do have Romy and Kat, and then of course we have Vanessa Sunshine, which is like so brutal because they read out everyone's name and like they read out, they're like Rhiannon, and everyone's like woo, and they're like Tennille, and everyone's like woo, and they're like Vanessa, and everyone's like and I was like, don't.
So mean.
Leave her alone. Oh, it was so mean. Anyway, and then, of course, they read out all the names, and then Cassie's name is there, but it's very, very last, so that she has to, like, panic that she's not on the date.
She needs to stop panicking.
Yeah.
And stressing over.
Maybe you should tell her that, and she'll stop. That'll work.
I'm going to send her a message right now. Why are you doing this to yourself? Seriously, you are very hot and I assume nice and fun. You could meet other people who are not the honey badger.
Yeah, but he's got money.
Not if he's spending it all on fly fishing. I mean, I know that this is the budget.
what a shit budget.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we cut back to the date and then we're back to Dasha, and then they get in these things called waiters, which they spend a lot of time just saying the word waiters, which are these like basically big like sort of waterproof overall things that you get in so that your clothes don't get wet.
No need, because Dasha was wearing a bikini, so she could have got wet.
Yeah, but it's like gross river water.
It was flowing in the middle. It was only stagnant on the outsides.
Do you want to step in it?
I'm fine. My house when I grew up backed onto a creek, and I used to always go in there and try and catch the fish in my shirt. And then I'd put them in a bucket and I'd be like, I got fish. And then they'd die because they didn't have a filter.
In your shirt?
Yeah, because if I had a shirt, I could like make the shirt into like a puller, so it was like out in the water. And then I'd be like, Jess, throw some bread into the shirt area. And then she'd throw the bread in and then all these little fish would come in. And then I'd quickly lift it up and then all the water would drain out of the shirt. And then I'd have all the fish flopping about in my shirt and I'd put them in a bucket. Anyway, that is what growing up in the country is like.
Oh my God. Well, I grew up, there was a creek outside my house as well. I didn't do that.
How big was your creek?
It wasn't very big.
Okay.
And it didn't have water in it. Oh, okay. A lot of the time.
Neither did mine, but when it did, oh boy. But our creek was probably like 10 or 15 meters wide.
Oh yeah, mine's only like 3 meters wide, yeah. I'd say, something like that.
It always had water in it in certain areas, just not flowing. So sometimes sometimes there would just be like a little area that had it in it, and then it was gross. Sometimes there'd just be tadpoles and stuff around the outside.
That's cute.
We would, no, well, because tadpoles are cane toads a lot of the time.
Oh, not cute.
So
not
we cute. Would scoop them out so that they would.
Oh, you look so vindictive.
We would scoop them out. They're not good for the environment, Naomi. Yeah. I've always been an environmental warrior. And so I would...
By killing frogs.
Cane toads.
Okay.
Cane toad babies.
So, fuck, where the fuck were we? Waiters.
Yeah, sorry, waiters.
We are barely at the start of this episode.
Oh, come on. This is way more interesting than the fly fishing portion of the day.
True, true, true. So they wear these waiters. I reckon probably there's like a, is it Wilson? I don't know. There's some name on the front. It's, I reckon they're sponsored. I reckon.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so he like dresses her in the waiters and she's wearing a bikini and he's like just got like the biggest boner, I swear.
Yeah, he does have a boner. He like, he, I do not think he actually likes Dasha.
What?
Like, I think that Dasha is lovely, but I think he just wants to fuck her.
Oh, I disagree.
Which I do not like.
I disagree.
You disagree? Yeah. Agree to disagree, babe.
Okay. No, I don't agree. I don't agree to disagree. So she looks so hot in the waiters as well, which is like the ugliest outfit I've ever seen. And she just looks fucking beautiful. So I hate her. It's very different to the kind of hot that I love. It's a different one. So then they like get in the water and he's like teaching her how to fish. And he's like making her do, he's like, do the karate stance. So then you like hold up your left arm like this, like you're going to do a karate chop. And he's like, he thinks he's being so fucking funny. And I was like, it's not funny.
It's boring. Also, he apparently does not know how to fly fish. So.
Really?
Yeah, because he said he was like, I don't know what to do. It's clear that, like, he's had an instructor show him, like, an hour before their date that he's – so he's just learnt an hour before how to fly fish and is now telling Dasha what to do.
Well, and yeah, he still has no idea.
And she's like – he's – when he's behind her, she's like, I like having a big, strong man behind me. I'm like, Dasha, you're a strong, independent, single mom. You do not need.
She says, I feel. So he's like standing behind her doing the fucking.
The thing that he does to everyone.
And then she says, no, stay here. I feel safe when you're behind. And I was like, hell yeah, Dasha, I get it. She was loving it. She's like rubbing up against him. I'm like, I'm Team Dasha. And then he says, he's like, I'm a Libra or some shit. What are you?
Same as me.
And all right. And then she just starts talking about how star signs aren't real. And I just love that about her, which is so funny. Not to diss people who are into star signs. I know they're, I didn't think anybody believed in them.
Oh my God. I had the same thing happen recently. I was at a gig and somebody was like, what star sign are you? And I started laughing. And then they were like, they sort of just awkwardly moved to the next person and was like, what star sign are you? And then that person was like, Scorpio. And they both were like, about the star signs. I was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. I didn't know that I was offending people by being like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. It's like, but it's like, I reckon it's predominantly women as well who are into it. And I like made fun of my friend for being into star signs. And she's like, science fucking hates women. Okay. Sorry, I don't believe in science because.
What?
Because of like hysteria and stuff. Okay, you know, so all that history.
She doesn't believe in science but believes in star signs?
Yeah. She's like, science has failed all women, so I'm going to believe that the stars are telling me that it's my day.
I mean, science has been okay to some women. We got breast cancer a bit happening stuff there. That's pretty women-based. Men can get it, but it's a smaller percentage.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Also, we get...
This is better be good.
Pregnancy tests. we got to pay
wow,
for...
Wow, they have truly covered it all, haven't they?
Yeah. And we can take medication to stop us from getting pregnant. It can, yes, it can cause depression. But that's a risk that we have to take because men don't want depression. So...
You know what? You're right. And I'm... In this moment, I'm choosing to forgive
that's
all
why
those people that, like, electrocuted women's brains when they had opinions.
True. That's why I think that I also believe that IUDs are the best form of contraception because they can, whilst stopping you from getting pregnant, occasionally they can poke your partner in the dick. And whilst I don't think my partner is contributing to bad things, I'm also like... It's a dick that's being poked. So, fuck the patriarchy. Okay, that was horrible.
I actually remember talking to my doctor. We have the same... Okay, everyone in Melbourne has the same gynecologist.
Shout out Dr. Silberstein.
Dr. Silberstein. He's done every IUD in Melbourne. And he... I remember talking to him about that exact issue. And he's like, well, one option is you could get it taken out. And I was like, fuck that. Bitch.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't care if this happens forever.
Yeah, I'll wait for the stuff to form around it.
the stuff?
Well, you know, like I like a mucus, I'm assuming. Like, you know how when you get like, if you get like a filling in your tooth for the next like few days after, you can't stop playing with the filling because you're like, whoa, it feels different to the rest of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then after a while, like your mouth mucus forms over it and then it just feels like a tooth. I assume that happens to the end of the end of the IUD strings.
It just gets a mucus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't touch them because I hate it. I hate feeling it. Yuck. Yuck. I hate women's genitalia, including my own. I hate touching it. It's gross. It's my innards. I'm not putting my finger in there. You can't make me.
There is a lot. There is a lot going on down there. So confusing. And we are confident women and we're at home in our bodies. Mm-hmm.
I just don't like to touch it.
Yuck.
It's my prerogative.
So, okay, whatever. They're still fishing. Who cares?
We're still at fishing.
We're still talking about the waiters, whatever. So they have a couch time. They have a couch time and Dasha says she's looking for someone who's caring and also protective. Yuck. But also driven. Mm. And then she says, someone who will give me freedom, but also protect me and take care of me. And I'm like, bitch, what do you need protection from? It's 2018. What do you need protection from? Name one thing. What?
Burglars. There's one.
That's so dumb.
A vicious dog on the loose. There's two. Point made, Naomi.
Shit, you got me. It's like the dumbest. I'm sick of people. I'm sick of women saying that they like need a man who will protect them and make them feel safe. Like, just if you don't feel safe, none of us feel safe. Okay. That's just part of being an adult woman in this world. Just get over it. You're not going to feel safe and you can't rely on having a man around you at all times to keep you safe. Just accept that you could get murdered at any moment and get over it. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on. Naomi's okay. Don't worry. She's just had half a glass of wine. I'll edit something together so she doesn't sound upset. Okay.
I feel safe with you. I feel like you're protecting me from myself.
Yeah. You could say that. Sorry. Editing will protect us.
I love editing. So then they start talking about their lives. She's been separated for about 3 years from her ex-husband. And then she asks him, what do you think about kids?
Yeah.
And I've written down the exact thing that he said.
Okay.
To that response.
Read it to me.
I'm going to try not to butcher it. Okay. I think definitely in life, you know, when the time's right, you want to have them and you want to, because it's like when you do meet the right person, I think it's a natural progression. You just get that feeling and you're like, yep, it seems right. Feels good. Just do it. Yeah, for sure. I'm all about it.
Okay. It seems like he's not into kids.
And I think that everyone should go back to that episode and watch that because I got it spot on. Yeah, I watched it. I repeated it several times to get every word that he said down. Because that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, that is not good.
And she was like, that was beautiful. That's we're definitely the on the same page.
Sweetest thing I ever heard. He also wants kids. Yeah, I remember hearing her response and me being like, I don't think that's what he said.
I don't think he's ever thought about it before.
No, I think he's too busy playing foot golf. To think about raising a child.
You can't do both.
You can't do both.
You have to commit.
What, you're going to have like one of those baby things on you, like a backpack with a baby in it and play foot golf at the same time.
Oh, he fucking no. would, hey.
You can't. How would you
he totally would.
Roll around in the grass smooching if you had a baby on your back? You'd squash it. You'd squash it. If him and Brooke wanted to play rugby in the grass, squash the baby.
That baby would be fucked.
The baby would be the ball. Throw the baby to each other. Aww, baby shook. Now it's dead.
Together. Oh,
sorry.
That's dark.
Got dark.
You're such like a dark comedian, Danielle.
Oh, let's not call what I just said comedy.
Just upsetting. So of course Dasha gets a rose. And obviously the honey badger thinks she's really like mature and a calming presence.
I like that
she's got her shit together.
He says that everyone's a calming presence. Brooke's a calming presence.
Yeah.
Dasha's a calming presence.
Brittany's a calming presence.
Brittany's a calming. The only person who's not a calming presence is Cass because she's a nervous wreck.
She's panicking all the time. Oh, little Cass. I love Cass. Nah. Someone has to. So she gets a rose and then he pulls it out and he's like, will you accept this rose? And she says, oh my God, I forgot about this one. Like, she forgot she was on the show and then she just like was reminded of how tedious the whole process was.
Oh, I forgot I have to do this for eight more weeks. I wish I didn't do whatever that was.
Yeah, but he does say, will you accept this rose in Russian, which I thought was cute.
That's cool.
He says it took 6 hours to learn that, it was worth it. Oh, for him.
True.
And then at the end, Dasha says, he's someone I could fall for potentially, which is a very grown-up way to look at it. And I was quite relieved that she was just being like, potentially.
Maybe.
Thank God.
If you give me time.
Someone has their head screwed on straight. So then we have the group date.
Yep.
Group date, we open on a stadium. All the women run out. They're looking cute. Whatever.
They are looking cute.
They are there to play arrow tag.
It looks fun.
It does look fun.
It looks so fun.
Why are you mad?
Well, what I'm mad with is the game doesn't seem to make sense. Nick swaps what team he's in at each half of the game or whatever, or after each game is over, then he swaps to the other side. I just think this is like a fun game that I want to go play with my friends, and I don't want it to involve having to try and win best and fairest so that you can go on a date at the end.
Yeah. And I guess that's why you're not on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So arrow tag, you have like bow and arrows with like whatever, like sponges on the end. It's not aggressive, but then you're on half of the court each and there's things to hide behind.
You hit them, they go into jail. To get your teammates out of jail, you have to run to jail without your arrow and then free them.
Yeah.
The team who their entire team is in jail loses.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very cute. So they announce the team leaders, who are Kat and Shannon, who notoriously got into a huge fight last episode because Shannon knows trueness when she sees it. And Kat has no trueness at all. She's just a bitch.
A bitch with a beautiful jewelry line.
Yeah. Please send Danielle.
Love Hennessy.
The bee earrings. And then, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Vanessa Sunshine. Sorry, I cannot stop. She says, Kat is a self-confessed couch potato, so I don't really want to be on her team. I also think she's a crazy bitch.
She is a crazy bitch.
I'm like, you're right.
I do think that the Kat was, Kat confessed she was like, I am not the best runner. Mm-hmm. But also.
Yeah, but she says that in like a Jennifer Lawrence way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love pizza and I'm hot.
And then she was doing this thing because she said she wasn't very good at, like, she wasn't a super good shot. So she was like running around and picking up all the arrows and throwing them to other people, mm-hmm. namely. Was it Cass or was Cass on the other team? Because Cass was
on her team, yeah.
She was throwing them to Cass because Cass has, she's some sort of archery demon. Now she is Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. Boom, tied that in. That's how you do journalism. Thank you, Naomi.
That's me clapping.
I don't know what journalism is, apparently.
So before the game starts, so Honey Badger's on one team for the first game and then mm-hmm. the other team for the second game.
Yeah.
Whatever, it makes no sense. But he like gives this speech and he's like, 5 P's, preparation prevents piss poor performance, which is the second time he said it on the show.
I noticed so far.
And we're on episode 3 because he's already running out of mannerisms.
Yeah.
And so then he gives this speech and they have no fucking idea what he's talking about. And then, yeah, they're playing the game. Emily, sweet Emily, shoots Honey Badger in his junk, which I loved.
Got him in the
pit. Or in his words, right in the Jats cracker. What is that?
Jats cracker. He's run out of things to rhyme with. he was put on the spot. Jats cracker. Nuts and
Jats.
Jats cracker.
Sack? Sack.
Sack whacker.
It's fucking dumb. Why are we trying to validate this? So, yeah, Cass is actually very good at this. She's very athletic. This makes you... I'm really glad we saw, like, a, like, good side of Cass that, like, makes her seem, like, respectable. I really like
that.
Yeah,
she's a good sportswoman.
Yeah, she's very athletic. I like that. I like that. But, yeah, and then they... Whatever, they do one round. Second round, he does another speech to the other team. None of these rounds decide anything. Literally, the only reason...
He's just supposed to be watching for the best and fairest player.
So Kat's running around picking up arrows, and then Honey Badger's like, I don't even know if she knows how to work the bow because she sucks so bad. But then she pulls an arrow up and hits Shannon in the face.
That was very funny.
And then the producer says, did she get hurt? And Kat says, don't know, don't care.
But okay, she didn't say like that. She went, don't know, don't care.
You're right. It was much worse than that.
It was way sassier.
Yeah. Fucking hell. And then whatever. They get to the end. Who won? Don't know. Don't care. And then Honey Badger's like, so this person who gets best and fairest, they're someone who always smiles, has good energy, good vibes, and a bit of sass too. And up until then, Cassie thought it was her, but she was like, I don't have any sass.
I'm not sass.
I'm a nice person who's not a cunt. And then Kat was like, hold on.
Maybe it's me. Sass. Sass means bitch. And bitch is code for Kat.
That was good because she's a cat.
Thank you.
I like that.
It's just my brain firing. Quick, 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 quick.
Funny.
Rapid fire.
You are funny. And then Kat gets the date, which is like the worst thing ever because she's not the best or the fairest. I mean, she's the best, but she's also the meanest. And then it's so weird how much like her and Romy like stick up for each other, or especially Romy sticks up for her.
Yeah, I feel like Romy is obsessed with Kat. Like in this situation, Kat is the popular girl at school and Romy has not been popular before, but Kat has for some reason taken a liking to her. And so Romy is now like, oh my God, finally I'm being picked. Oh my God, this, she's my queen. I will worship her and I will make sure that she marries the bachelor and I will go to the wedding.
Yes.
I'll get to go.
And I'm going to spend heaps of time with her so I can work my way up through the bridesmaids ranks.
I'll catch the bouquet. So it'll be so good.
It's just like she literally said the words over the moon. She was like, I was over the moon that Kat finally gets to spend some time with Nick. And I was like, what the fuck? You're competing again? What is happening? What is happening here? And she's like, and she's totally going to go for the patch. And I'm like, why do you want her to kiss the guy that you're trying to date?
I mean, Romy got rejected.
Well...
She got kind of pushed away a bit.
Yes.
Well, she was assaulting
him. But also not... She kind of forced her way through that.
She really forced her way through. He was trying to be like, okay, no thank you. Let's...
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm gonna lay down a bit of the law here and be like, oh no, and a person should be like, oh, they don't want to be kissed, and she was like, I don't take no for an answer. I'm gonna try and weasel in here.
She's like the little assaulter that could.
Very good reference.
Thank you. I think I can. I know I can.
Just smooch his lips. Just get his lips. Just.
You know,
so now Kat's on a date.
Yes.
In a beautiful gazebo in the middle of the football field.
It's like that real wag life.
Just having they're always setting up pavilions on the field.
And she's just talking about her jewelry business. She's talking about how she's...
I did love that.
Yeah, she's fucking dropping it everywhere she can, isn't she? And... So she's talking about that and how she's going to set it. She's setting it up and then she's going to run it from Australia, even though it's like set up in Bali. I guess, I don't know.
It's the thing that she loves. She can run it from wherever yeah. Nick is, wherever she is, whatever, Bali. She's not leaving Bali. She fucking loves Bali, it seems.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course she loves Bali.
I like that she starts to edge her way in. She's edging towards. She's got a goal in mind.
Goal, yeah, for sure she does.
Apart from getting her jewelry line successful, is to smooch Nick.
Oh, for sure. He says to her, I just have to say, these are the words that he said to her. Okay. You're definitely a thinker, not a stinker.
I'm wet.
Those are the options. Not thinking, you're stinking. Fucking hell, I would have left him so long ago. So yeah, so she's moving in. She's getting closer. And then he says, there's so many girls. How does that work with... And then she says, how does that work with kissing? She's not being subtle here.
No. She's like, I'm going to tell you what I want and you are going to give it to me.
Yeah.
Because this is how this transaction works.
Yeah.
I'm on the show for my jewelry business and I only stay if you show some sort of romantic interest in me. Mm-hmm. / I know why you're here. You're trying to further your career too. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get laid. You win.
I mean, we all know who's winning this show. Brooke.
Duh. Oh God, it was just so cringy. It's like her and Romy, they're just like as bad as each other. So she's so close to him and he's like sitting right back. Like he's, I don't know. He didn't look like that uncomfortable, but it was still like, I would wait for more vibes. And then she literally grabs his face and pulls it towards hers and says, am I going to tempt you? And then, oh God, he leans over and kisses her on the cheek. And it is the most brutal thing I've seen in my entire life.
It is like, I'm not getting out of this alive unless I give her something. Yeah. And that is going to be a kiss on the cheek because I am not going for a pash.
No. And then he does explain that, like, on a normal single date, they've been sitting on that couch for, what, like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Like obviously you're not going to kiss.
Yeah.
Like, it's really weird, but from Kat's perspective, you want to, like, catch up to the other girls.
Yeah.
But you can't. It's not how you can't. It works.
You haven't been given 8 hours together.
No, and that's what he says. He's like, when you spend, like, you know, all day going into the evening, you get really deep, you know, then it feels natural, but this is just, like, not that. And then she's just like, I don't know, credit to her. She's trying to make it seem like it's normal. She like addresses it and stuff.
What? At nightclubs I meet and I'm like, mwah, straight away. Easy. Drunk. And I'm drunk. It's The Bachelor. They're feeding me heaps of wine. I've been watching you, boy. Across the cocktail parties. You're fine. Got that sweet bird. And those rhymes that I hate. I'll less of the talking, more with the smooching, please.
Yeah, I don't think she would like him that much. Specifically Kat, I don't think she would like the honey badger that much.
I don't think she would like him at all because I think she wants like a partner in crime, I think.
Yeah.
She wants like somebody who's like, oh my God, yes, Kat.
Yes, queen.
Yes. That person is a bitch. That's like, she wants somebody who's like her, like 2IC.
Yeah. And he would not have a fucking clue what's going on at any point.
She would be embarrassed to take him to her friendship gatherings. Like,
she would.
Imagine like rocking up to brunch or dinner with the honey badger and he's just making horrible jokes in the corner.
Yeah. She's an entrepreneur.
Your dad loves him because your dad's saying the same jokes. God. I mean, not
My dad yours. Would fucking love him. He would go nuts for
your
him.
Your dad would?
Yeah. I don't speak to him much. and then, oh God, so they're sitting on this couch. She's like, that was awkward. What? Like, she's just like, can't believe I did that. That was funny. And then he like pulls her in a little bit and goes, come here, you old shagger. What the fuck is that?
Is he calling her a slut? Is he?
Like to shag.
Come here, you old shagger. Come here, you old... You're a sex fiend. I'm not going to kiss you after 10 minutes. I'm not going to root you after 20.
Oh, good on her. Fucking bitch. So then we're back at the cocktail party. It's time for the cocktail party again. Cass is anytime you see Cass, she's getting this obsessive edit, and it's fucking brutal. She's like looking on.
I love those shots where, like on the first episode, where it's like Cass is obsessed with him, and then it shows like 15 clips of her like staring at him from across the yard.
But she could just be looking anywhere.
True. That's she could just thing. Be catching their camera.
Yeah. Someone just off screen just going like, "Oi, Cass." She looks and they're like, "Yeah, got another one." She's like, "Why do they keep clicking at me?" So she's doing that. She's doing that all night. And then Blair, comes out in a sports bra.
Ooh.
That's a bit different.
What? Sorry, I just thought of an idea.
What?
Do you reckon we could get Steph on the podcast? She lives in Melbourne.
Really?
Do you reckon we could? Yeah, I think she's like, she has like a children's entertaining business. Maybe we could message her, see if we could get her on the pod.
I would love that.
Guys, you've all got to follow her. Because that's going to be our leverage. Steph, we may be able to get you 15 followers. Please, come on the pod. Seriously. I used to be a nanny. We're the same person. Steph, oh, we love you.
We do love Steph.
We do love Steph.
At Steph Crothers. So Blair comes out. She's wearing a sports bra.
Guys, actually, can you all message Steph Crothers and request to be on? Be like, you have to go on Batch Bitch. And say it in that tone. Send a voice memo.
Yes. Do not type. Do not type. We hate it. We hate text. So can I get through this
fucking
sentence?
Sorry.
So Blair comes out wearing a sports bra. She's got a whistle. She's like, it's time for detention. And then she pulls Honey Badger away. And I'm like, yes, this is how you do it.
She's got Britney Spears vibes in this outfit. She's got like Britney Spears' bod from like Baby One More Time in this.
Yep. Yep. It's really cute. Yep. This what she's doing here reminds me of last season was Maddie J. There was like this Dutch girl, Florence, who's not really getting any airtime, not talking to him at all. And so then she came out in this like naughty like schoolgirl outfit. Ooh. Also very Britney Spears. And then was like, I'm going to give you like, I'm going to teach you a lesson, and like taught him to say all these things in Dutch. And she just like, it was like the sexiest
thing I'd ever seen.
And then she did really well. So then she's like, you are in detention. And she said, do you know why? And he says, no, why? And she says, they're not talking to me at the last two cocktail parties. this is the best tactic. I'm so proud of Blair. I'm like in love with Blair.
Yeah.
I'm just discovering that
she's
now.
She's really come into her own in the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, being a nice lady, standing up for Vanessa Sunshine. Secondly, just
initiative.
Taking control, being like, excuse me, I'm here too.
And I'm fucking hot. I have abs. Look at them. Look at my abs. She's a school teacher. I think she's funny. But maybe she's used this line before. He was like, how many kids have you got? And she said, 600, but I give them back on the bell.
Oh, she said that line before. Yeah. I hate that line.
Oh, I thought it was fun. I could see her abs. I was blinded. So then, like, Romy and Kat, goddamn, they are their entertainment. They were like, oh, this is a good look for her. She looks better in this outfit than she does in ball gowns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah, yeah, she's doing really well. And then Romy goes, yeah, she's still a massive bogan.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're trying to get with Nick fucking Cummings. Yeah. Why would you use the word bogan? Like, in a derogatory way. I'm so, like, mad at her. She's still a bogan. I'm like, what the fuck? He literally can't even say a word without rhyming it. Like, he can't. And you're, like, complaining that this girl's a bogan. And she's nowhere near a bogan as much. Like, she's not even really a bogan as much as Nick. I'm just furious. What a classist bitch. I'm over it. I'm over her.
We're over you, Romy.
Yeah, she's still wearing her, like, future is female t-shirt under her dress, probably.
Definitely.
She's wearing it in all the cutaways, and it's just, like, it's so funny.
That is so very funny. Kat also has her jewelry line, has a necklace that's, like, got, it's, like, the word feminist in gold. And I don't, like, anything Like,
oh my God.
I don't really like anything that's got the word feminist on it because most of the time it's like a corporation run by a man who's cashing in on yeah. the word feminist, but Kat is doing it there. And
then made it as well. Yeah.
But Kat has got that on a necklace, but I also do not feel that she is doing no. much.
When she's saying that someone thinks they're a 10, but they're actually a 4, yeah. that's not
how
feminist.
How dare women have self-esteem? Yuck.
That was her
know your place.
That was her criticism of Vanessa Sunshine. She's like, she's always looking in a mirror. I was like, what? Fuck off. So
Naomi's
mad.
I am mad.
Are you struggling with your lover now? Kat, are you struggling? Have the tides changed? Are you now a hater? I don't know. I'm really able to like blind myself to like parts of people. Like I have like a really weird, you probably don't even know who this is, but I have a really weird crush on Christopher Pine.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay. There'll probably be some people laughing if they know who he is because he's this liberal politician. And I've been like obsessed with politics the past few days, by the way, but I haven't brought it up because I feel like you do not care.
No, I really don't. I have no idea what's going on in politics at all. Like so, today I wanted to do a tweet. I don't know what's happening. That's it. It was just going to be it. But then I was like, no, because people will think that like, I'm like, I don't care, but I don't. Like they'll think that I'm being like, oh, I don't know about politics and I don't care. I don't care about it. All this stuff that affects heaps of people. And I was like, yeah, I do, but I also don't care about a lot of people in it because I'm like, ugh, it's a much of a muchness.
It is actually a much of a muchness. So for those who don't know, I know there is some people who are overseas listening to this. We have a lot of leaders come and go and we just... today, on the day we're recording, it's got a new prime minister. It's like the
Do we have a new prime minister?
Yes.
I've no idea.
Oh my God.
Who's the new prime minister? I thought all the stuff was still happening. I thought it was still in the works. Who's
done?
Who's the new one?
Scott Morrison.
Never heard of him.
Oh my God.
What? I listened to my Chuck Palahniuk podcast. And I only follow dogs on Instagram. Dogs and, like, a few people.
Yeah, that's where I find all my political information on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't go on Twitter, Naomi. And I hate Facebook.
I've been tweeting a lot. I love it, but that's because it's basically drama. It's, like, it's just gossip. Politics is just gossip. I could do a podcast about politics and it would sound exactly the same as this. Because I fucking love it.
I refuse to do that podcast with you because I will constantly not have any idea what's happening.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's not really any like edited pieces together. Oh, there probably is that you could watch. Anyway, I have this really huge crush on Christopher Pine and I can't justify it because he's like this conservative guy. But I just think he's like the funniest guy. He always has these quips and he looks like a little weasel.
He looks like Mr. Bean.
Yeah. And I love him so much because he's so funny. If you want to see who Christopher Pine is, just look up Christopher Pine. That's P-Y-N-E. And then I'm a fixer on YouTube.
I'll put it on the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll surround him with love hearts.
He is, you'll get an idea of who he is. Like he has the, like one of the lowest approval ratings of like any politician. And like for some reason, I'm just like in love with him and I cannot stop. I cannot and I will not stop. He's very funny. Anyway, so we have a new prime minister. That's something you should probably know.
What time did that happen? Was I at a gig?
It was at 12:40 p.m.
Oh boy, that is quite early in the day.
Yeah.
No, I had no idea before we went to the gig. If somebody had have said, if anybody in the crowd had have said, I think I would have been like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I do not know. But so also, funny. I kept on forgetting Malcolm Turnbull's name when he was the prime. Like, whenever somebody would be like, whenever I'd have to say something about the Prime Minister, which is quite often, because people often ask me about my politics, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Because in my mind, Tony Abbott's still the Prime Minister. I'm like, nothing's changed since then.
It's been 3 years, Danielle.
It's just been Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, and then...
And now Scott Morrison,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, there's not been anybody in between, has there?
No. No, there hasn't.
Okay, good.
But they're all kind of, yeah, they're all just a different face on the same monster. Yeah. But Scott Morrison is pretty bad. He's not a nice guy. Anyway, whatever. Christopher Pine, love of my life, please come on the pod. Oh my God, I would love Christopher Pine to come on this podcast and sit on the floor of this man cave with us.
I'd be like, hi, who are you? No idea who you are. Get out of my face. You are not the Christopher Pine I like. Is it Christopher?
Yeah, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, the hot actor.
P-I-N-E, yeah.
Mm. He got sexy eyebrows.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for you.
No, I like the weasel man. Anyway, whatever. Let's stop talking about politics. too political, too much intelligence here. So we're back at the cocktail party. What were we talking about? Kat and Romy being a bitch. And then they just start bitching about Vanessa again. Fuck, it's like almost tired at this point. And they're calling her the snake queen. They're saying she never smiles. And then Kat does an impression of her. And to be fair, it is very funny.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, she has good timing. But I was also like, you're such a cunt. And then they just seem like witches. They're just like sitting there laughing. I'm like, they're like cackling witches from like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
They're not going to be liked after this.
It is very funny because I know that everybody's been part, like everybody has been a part of those things, but you're not surrounded by cameras, like where you're like, oh my God, this person is so annoying and they do this weird thing and then you like imitate them or like whatever. But then when you realize that there's cameras watching, you're like, oh my God, you were portraying that to everybody. Don't let anybody know you're a bitch. Yeah. You're not supposed to let them know. Make them think you're nice.
Well, I think that's just being fair because you don't want people to see you.
In that light.
Well, just you Cat don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
By like them seeing you make fun of them incessantly.
Yeah. I like when after the date as well that Kat went on, she was like, I didn't kiss him. Might tell him all I did though, just to stir some shit.
Yeah. they don't have any internet and they get so bored.
I mean, surely there's, you can do noughts and crosses in the dirt or something.
Okay, I think they have pens.
Okay, I was worried that they didn't have pens. I was just saying why you could do it in the dirt. Or you could do it just for your immune system. Get some dirt in you. Jesus.
Your immune system must be so strong.
It's so strong. It's actually, I lost my voice the other week, so.
Wow. You're pathetic.
Yep. Too much smooching.
Now, like, so Romy and Kat, they're being portrayed as the biggest bitches. And we haven't had a bitch win in Australia yet. I know they've won in America. I would love for a bitch to win. Because, like, bitches fall in love. And I think it would be really cool to see that portrayed. Like, the one person that people didn't like that she won, it was Alex Nation and Richie. And that was only because they just liked another girl better and they thought that she was too, like, seductive. But she was, like, still very nice.
Yeah.
But I would love for just a complete cunt to win. Okay, like,
I'm just letting you know, Naomi, that Kat is not winning. And also Romy is not. I know they're not Romy is win. Kat's too, I see.
Yeah. I think they should be together.
They should. They should go off. No, if they get to, if those two were together, they would start some sort of like horrible company that would be like, we're all women, but we kill people to make toilet paper.
Here are the 40 women in the basement that we just whip every day. Yas queen.
And they're all fours.
Yeah. It's okay. They're fucking fuggos. Kat doesn't get to talk to Nick and she seems very stressed about this. And then they show her at the end being like, yeah, I haven't gotten to talk to him tonight. And then her eyes keep darting off to the left. And then they keep showing footage of like Shannon and Nick being all like huggy huggy. But I honestly think that they had someone like dangling keys and like they just kept distracting her because I don't think it happened at the same time. It was like where she was looking was just like weird. I think they were like literally just trying to distract her, like waving a big flag or something. Yeah. And she just kept looking off and they made it seem like she was like upset that she could see him like hugging her. So then we have a rose ceremony. And so then, of course, they just have Cassie, her just like voice over her, just like saying the same things. I hope I stay. I hope I don't leave. I really like Nick. I really want to stay here. They just like have that playing the entire time. I have written down here, Vanessa's hair is beautiful.
I think it's too long, personally.
Too long.
Too long.
It's so beautiful. What does it go down to, like, her lower back?
Yeah, but that means at the end it's all frizzy.
All right, well, she can just get a haircut. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get the haircut. Seriously, Vanessa Sunshine, cut the dead weight.
She won't listen to you because she is self-assured, so don't even worry. So then he calls out people's names, and then obviously the last rose he gives out is to Cassie because they made her get her rose last so that she could have another panic attack. They have really destabilized her. It reminded me, it was either like a rumor that I heard or like maybe one of the bachelors said it in like an interview or something. They were like, do they tell you who to keep and who not to keep? And they were like, no, but they do tell you what order. So they'll give you an order of names and they're like, you can send home who you want, but read them out in this order. And obviously it's like cross off the names.
So you can send home the bitch if you want to send home the bitch.
Yeah, you can send home who you want. They might persuade you not to send someone home, or I don't know the inner workings, but they would tell you the order so that they would tell him to not pick Cass until last that you can watch her panic. Because otherwise it wouldn't be like suspenseful if it was like a bunch of women you don't even know.
Can I quickly let you know something?
Yes.
So you know how we were like looking at followers and how many people had? I can't remember who had like 4. Vanessa Sunshine. Cass, for example, has 52,000. That's like
52,000.
That's such a big leap, right?
Holy shit. I don't know. She must have had them beforehand.
Insta famous beforehand, maybe.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, she's got a really like, she's got Insta famous photos.
Is it really curated?
It seems quite curated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of just like beach
stuff. I'm happy
for
her. Fuck yeah, Cass.
It's not like I got obsessed with somebody last night after I watched. I'm going to let you know what I watched. I did stay to watch the pilot after this because.
Oh, no.
I watched Trial by Kyle. I watched it.
Danielle!
Jono was like, can we please watch it? And I was like, yeah. And then it was real fun. Okay, it was so bad, but it was fun.
Context. So Channel 10's pilot week, the episode that aired right after this episode was the, oh my God, the pilot by Kyle Sandilands, who I don't know how. He would be pretty high on my list of people that I hate with every ounce of my being. He is a like radio personality in Australia. He is like this stupid shock jock. Google him and you'll find out all the awful things he's done. He's like literally a demon. I hate him. So he has this stupid Judge Judy-ish show, but he's not a fucking judge. There's this woman who's Anna Heinrich. I'm pretty sure she's from the first season of The Bachelor. She actually is a lawyer and she just sits off to the side.
She a like, lot of the time gives him... she's like, in a real court of law, this is how it would work.
I don't even want to know anymore because I'm furious that Kyle Sandilands has a TV pilot. That's like... Oh, I'm so furious. There's so much talent in this country that goes wasted for fucking Kyle Sandilands. He's my mortal enemy. I like, I just tweet at him sometimes. I'm like, fuck you, Kyle. God, where are we? So, yeah, so we've got it. So we have 2 women who leave this episode. We have Alexandra, who, saying goodbye, gives him like a rather forward kiss on the cheek that was like a bit too much. I was like, I don't know about that. And then we have our darling Steph Crothers, who...
child entertainer.
The one that we think had a crush on Osher and was actually here for Osher.
Yeah.
So she goes up to The Bachelor and says, I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this. Which is the fucking best. But I'm so mad. I'm so mad at Channel 10 because they edited it to look like everyone hated it and it was like this... dig at him and it was like not funny and it was cruel and all this, and it was so, you hear her when she says it, you can hear women laughing in the background, yeah, like as she gets to the end of it and they realize what she's saying, like haha, and then it cuts to them and it's this awkward silence and then it's these shots of like all the other bachelorettes like looking bored and looking away from the camera, like literally when they were just like waiting for names to be called.
He would have thought that was funny too.
Yeah.
He knows that they've spent no time together.
Yeah. And like, clearly it's a fucking joke. And then it cuts to him and he's like, fair enough. And then that's supposed to be the laugh point. So they take away her funny joke and then they give it to him for his like amazing improv where he says the words, Fair enough. I'm furious about this because I was like, she's really funny and she's really fun.
Yeah.
And then they just made it seem like people didn't laugh when you can hear them laughing in the background. Rewatch it. You can hear them. Go to Steph Crothers' Instagram because she put the video out there. Give her a follow, obviously. Message her a voice message.
Tell her we're defending her. We will have this conversation on the pod.
Yes. And then watch that video because you can hear it. You can hear the women laughing. I'm furious. I'm furious about this. They take away a funny joke and just give it to a man.
And now that's me Nelly after finished a wine. That wine.
Haven't we had fun?
We've had fun. I'm tired, but you know,
you are tired. That's, well, you did choose to do a gig before this.
So. I forgot that I was doing the podcast.
That's fine. Some of us aren't gigging, and so this is like, you know, a priority for us, and then some of us are gigging and it's not a priority, but that's fine.
It's still a priority, Naomi. You are still a priority.
Okay, good. Because I'm drunk and emotional.
You're a priority to me.
Thank you. You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Danielle, coming from a gig, she looks beautiful. She's curled her hair. I didn't shower today. I look like shit.
No, she looks beautiful.
You don't have to pander to me.
She's got her hair in a ponytail and it looks like natural and flawless and effortlessly chic.
Thank you. It's a bun because I have a bunch of hairspray in my hair from when I had to wear a wig yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't wear it down because I should have washed it. But again, I did not shower today.
That's fine.
Follow us on Batch Bitch Pod. I'm too drunk to do this. Follow us out on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Batch Bitch Pod. I have been live tweeting the episodes if I'm home for them, which all of them I have been so far because I don't like to go out very much. And then email us at batchpodcast@gmail.com. If we don't have an email by next time we record,
we're going to cancel it.
We're quitting the podcast. And then you can follow us on Facebook at Batch Bitch. Just look it up. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod. And that we just improv each time, and then leave us a review on iTunes. Fuck, we didn't read. There's more reviews to read out.
Oh,
we'll read out next time.
Yeah, we'll read out the reviews next time.
And then yeah, fucking tell your friends. And then we'll see you next week.
See you next week, bitches.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.